The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, February 14, 2016, is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 15 through 22. Hear now the word of the Lord. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. For wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, each a year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before the Lord as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. On that same day you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor, and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. The International Bible Lessons Commentary, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 22, New International Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, February 14, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further discusses the questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 22. Leviticus 23:15. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. The feasts and festivals in the Law of Moses reflect a primarily agricultural society. For this reason, by the time of Jesus the Messiah, travelers from far away would buy the sacrifices they needed when they arrived in Jerusalem, which led to abuses that influenced Jesus to cleanse the temple. See the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. The next big festival after Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread was the Feast of Weeks, called Pentecost in the New Testament. In general, harvesting began after the Feast of the Unleavened Bread and ended with the Feast of Weeks. The sheaf of the wave offering was the first grain to be reaped from a field, which was also considered first fruits. The wave offering reminded the Israelites of the fact that God's grace and blessing were the cause of their land being productive. By waving a sheaf of grain, they thanked God for their harvest, this wave offering was made on the Sabbath. Leviticus 23:16. Count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. Using a lunar calendar, God commanded the Israelites to count off 50 days from Passover and unleavened bread to celebrate the Feast of Weeks, 7 full weeks plus a Sabbath. 7 times 7 plus 1 equals 50. The number 7 represents a perfect number. In later Judaism, the Feast of Weeks celebrated the giving of the law of God to Moses after the Exodus. After Jesus' resurrection from the dead and ascension into heaven, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to his disciples and followers, about 120 people, which led to the salvation of 3,000 people in one day, the day of Pentecost. See Acts chapter 2. Leviticus 23:17. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of finest flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. The Feast of Weeks was to be celebrated in Jerusalem. For that reason, many Jews from many nations were present and learned of the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the followers of Jesus. And many of these returned home as believers in Jesus the Messiah. See Acts chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Notice, at this feast they did not wave a sheaf of grain. Instead, they waved before the Lord 2 loaves of baked bread that must contain yeast, which made certain that new yeast was used, because their old yeast would have been removed from their homes during the Passover celebration and Feast of Unleavened Bread. Yeast makes bread rise and pervades the entire loaf, making delicious, satisfying bread. When the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus' followers, he cleansed them and filled them with the love and power and guiding presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through their testimony, the church began to grow and spread throughout the world, even to this day. Leviticus 23:18. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each 1 year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. On the Feast of Weeks, also called the Feast of the Harvest, the first things they sacrificed were to the Lord, in thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest that the Lord had given them. They did not credit themselves or their hard work. They credited the true God. With thanksgiving, they offered to the Lord animals that provided food and clothing and bore their burdens. They also offered a portion of their crops. These types of offerings indicated symbolically that they were giving all they had and all they were in consecration to the true God. Later, prophets condemned the fact that some rebellious Israelites and Jews celebrated this feast and also sacrificed to the pagan fertility gods, even sacrificing their own children to these idols. Leviticus 23:19. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 lambs, each 1 year old, for a fellowship offering. The male goat for a sin offering acknowledged the fact that they were unworthy to receive God's blessings, and they had not earned a good harvest by their good behavior and labors. God blessed them because of his love and grace. Later, as punishment for their sins, God brought drought and pestilence upon their land and crops in order to lead them to repentance. The fellowship or peace offering was for the family and their friends to eat and enjoy at the one-day celebration, and indicated the celebrants had received the blessing, peace, and fellowship with God that accompanied their sacrifices. Leviticus 23:20. The priest is to wave the two lambs before the Lord as a wave offering. Together with the bread of the first fruits, they are a sacred offering to the Lord for the priest. The priests received their food and sustenance from the offerings of the people. For this reason, some of the festivals, including this one, required the celebrant to bring to Jerusalem and come to Jerusalem the offerings that were required. People brought bread and meat for the priests and made offerings at the temple. The wave offering indicated that the animal and bread were presented first to the Lord with thanksgiving and were not wholly burnt. The offering was food for the priests and their families to eat at the festival. Everything was consecrated to the Lord. Leviticus 23:21. On that same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you are. On this festive day, the Jews assembled for sacred purposes instead of pagan purposes and rituals that involved sin and rebellion against God. They were to do no work, but essentially to enjoy a time of rest after their busy harvest season concluded. About 50 days after their harvest season had begun, God ordained or commanded this sacrificial feast for their benefit and to remind them from whom all blessings flow. In addition, they were to be reminded to care for the poor in their midst. The festival provided the priests with an opportunity to teach about God, God's laws, and their sacred history. Leviticus 23:22. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. The Apostle Paul wrote that a necessary condition for eating was being willing to work, and this provision was made possible with this command, while also providing charity for the needy. See 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. The poor were provided a way of working to support themselves and their families. In the book of Ruth, Ruth fed herself and her mother-in-law from this provision in the law. Ruth was a foreigner, a Moabite, and her widowed mother-in-law was a poor Israelite. Boaz arranged for Ruth to be given more than she could glean in a day, which set an example for those who had no farms to find other ways to care for the needy from the material blessings that God had given them. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What major feast followed the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread? When did it occur? What did the Christians name the feast in the book of Acts? Two, what could be used for wave offerings according to Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 22? Three, what kind of bread was used for Passover? What kind of bread was used for the feast in Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 15 through 22? 4. How might you compare the work of yeast in bread and the work of the Holy Spirit in believers? 5. How were the poor and foreigners in the land to be cared for by farmers? International Bible Lesson. God's laws are practical with good reasons. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. If an Israelite farmer asked why God forbade farmers from harvesting their entire crop, a good and sufficient answer from God would be, I am the Lord your God. Mature believers can tell anyone asking questions about why they should obey God, because the Lord said so. Early in the believer's relationship with God, they need to learn to trust in God and understand that God has the best interests of everyone concerned whenever God gives a command. Because God is their Lord and King, believers obey God even when they do not understand why. In a similar way, good parents command their young children, do not run into the street. Based upon their ability to understand, if the child asks why, a parent might reply, because I said so. Children eventually understand that parents make rules to protect them, and believers eventually understand why God's laws are good. God's rules for farmers showed them the best way to care for the poor and the foreigner, and God gave His law for the benefit of farmers as well as the needy. Instead of commanding farmers to harvest their whole field and provide bags of grain for every needy person who came to their door, God's command showed farmers how to help those able and willing to work. God's law helped farmers encourage a good work ethic among the needy. God's law also helped the farmer avoid selfishness and remain loving toward God and others in practical ways. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.